Willis Shaw Elementary is located 7 miles northwest of Springdale, way out in the country, and serves 540 students. 10% are English language learners. 40% qualify for free and reduced lunch. They live in the surrounding communities of Elm Springs, Taneytown, Cave Springs, Gentry, and even portions of rural Fayetteville. This state-of-the-art school facility is just 5 years old, and the teaching staff appear equally shiny, evidenced by their aggressive adoption of the new Common Core standard. For now, only K through second grades are required by the State Department of Education to follow the new curriculum. But Karen Showalter, who teaches fourth grade, said they are way ahead of the curve. She and her colleagues last summer began to map the new Common Core learning expectations, which uses an interdisciplinary approach to learning mathematics, English language arts, literacy in history and social studies, science, and technology.
Traditionally, the teacher gives all of the knowledge to the students, and the students may not necessarily have a choice in the ways that they might would like to learn something. And so what is different, what we have discovered that is different, is that we give the students choices as to maybe what aspect of the curriculum they would like to learn more about, would like to research more about, and then they choose how they would like to show their knowledge to prove that they have actually learned this.
And for starters, they chose to research physiology, fourth graders studying physiology, specifically the digestive system.
The pancreas, the liver, you know, the large intestine, small intestine, they chose something about the digestive system that they wanted to learn and investigate more about. And then they had to decide how they were going to teach their peers about their expert knowledge about their body part. So we gave them a list of choices. They could choose to create a poster to display their information. They could choose to create a PowerPoint presentation to display their knowledge. They could write a song or poem.
Kind of like show and tell, but everyone has to take notes. Quite a few chose the poster presentation. They still hang above the whiteboard. Colorful drawings of the liver and pancreas. Cynthia Voss, principal, says Shaw Elementary faculty are experts at integrative teaching because they also use the eSTEM system adopted by the school district 2 years ago.
The eSTEM Plus 2 model is a Springdale model that we have used, and it stands for economics, science, technology, engineering, math, and the plus two is literacy and the arts. So it really is just a way that we have used as a district to integrate the disciplines.
Fourth grade teacher Jennifer Schutnick says her students have easily taken to Common Core.
And I think that so much of the kids' perception and reaction comes as a natural response to their teacher. And as the Common Core has really been an exciting endeavor for our staff. The kids have seen that in our reactions to the expectations and just kind of embraced it as their own.
And they likely retain more of their subjects. Unlike rote learning, which may evaporate after test taking, Common Core will have teachers spending less time on memorization and procedures and more time on illustrating understanding, discussion, and analysis. Karen Showalter.
We're going to have to today put this technology into their hands. We're going to have to groom them so that they become problem solvers and critical thinkers, because otherwise they're not going to be able to compete in a global society with other, maybe even other countries that are already starting to work on these engineering and technology issues. And I feel that, you know, with Common Core, it is very critical, their critical thinking skills are being emphasized more, and their problem solving. And we're teaching them to become thinkers, and we're not teaching them what to think.
Professor Mike Doherty heads the Department of Curriculum and Instruction at the University of Arkansas. He incorporated Common Core standards into his courses last year.
Well, the standards movement started in full force back in the 1990s, and every discipline would develop their own standards, both at the national level and then ultimately at the state and district level. And I would say most school districts today probably depend most heavily on the state standards that were derived from discipline-based national standards. For example, in Arkansas, we use the frameworks. The Common Core standards are an effort by the National Governors Association and the Council of Chief State School Officers, and it was a national effort, but there were huge numbers of individuals involved in refining that, in testing it, in reviewing it, and giving feedback on that, and that included school teachers, administrators, members of the public. And I would say probably if you read the standards, one of the most striking differences is that they are written to the layperson, even though they're covering, in some cases, extremely complex technical information from the disciplines. They're written in such a way that the average parent could probably understand why they were important.
For example, math curriculum will be less about formulas and more about solving practical real-world problems.
I like them because they're practical, they make sense, they're applied in numerous ways. And if you look at any particular standard, you'll be able to find numerous ways that that particular standard could be applied in the classroom through activity, through lessons, through examinations.
And Professor Doherty is preparing his university students to help with statewide adoption.
Well, there's a lot going on. I think that most, particularly in the elementary schools, we're seeing a lot of action, a lot of professional development, a lot of teachers interested in how they're going to apply these standards. And particularly in our program here, we're preparing people who will be teaching next year in the schools. We're trying to get in front of this and be leaders and make sure that our candidates who leave this institution are able to go to schools and be comfortable with the standards, be conversant with them, and be able to apply them almost immediately. And maybe they might serve as a leader in those various schools where they work toward the implementation of the Common Core standards.
Common Core proponents claim the standards will provide students knowledge and skills to succeed in college and or careers. Since 2002, public schools have labored to meet another set of standards, No Child Left Behind. It requires all students to score at their grade level on state math and literacy tests by 2014, regardless of race, ethnicity, poverty level, disability, or language barrier. But because so many states are lagging in necessary benchmarks, the U.S. Department of Education is allowing states to request waivers from parts of the existing law. Arkansas will submit its waiver in early 2012.
So we absolutely support and applaud our state's opportunity to get a waiver. We hope that it comes forward because we think that will relieve some of the conflict between the old system and the new system.
Dr. Marcia Jones is Associate Superintendent for Curriculum, Instruction, Accountability, and Education for Springdale Public Schools.
Well, we are very excited about it. We think it takes our kids to a level of rigor that we think they're capable of doing.
Especially an inordinate number of English language learners in this district.
It's always a challenge with a second language learner, for it's not that they're not very, very capable of doing it. They really are capable of doing it, but it's the matter of having them have time to get the English language under control. But as we've visited with national consultants, their response is just expose them to the material that'll build that academic language. So we've been engaged in helping kids get their English language acquisition accelerated, and that will continue with the Common Core. The intellectual ability that's embedded in the Common Core is well within our reach. I had a mom tell me, and she is a mother of a child who has a second language, that her child in kindergarten was already learning how to read. And she said, I'm so grateful for that, even though her English wasn't as perfect. She said, I'm so grateful that my kindergarten child is being able to read now, because before Common Core, they weren't learning to read until much later. So we're finding that our second language learners are adapting to this new rigor, and we're excited to get them dual language. That's what we want, the best of English, the best of their native language as well.
And dual language speakers, along with Common Core educated Arkansans, will be better prepared to compete in the global marketplace. At least that's the theory. Next school year, Common Core rollout will continue into upper grade levels with assessments planned for 2014. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.